With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. An anti-abortion group is asking a federal judge to prevent Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices from seeking penalties against it for mailings it sent during the 2012 Republican primary elections. The National Pro-Life Alliance says in its lawsuits filed today the mailings it sent in the race between Senator Bruce Tutvett and challenger Roland Roberts II was protected issue advocacy. Commissioner Jonathan Modell concluded the mailings were illegal and unreported campaign advocacy. The anti-abortion groups asks a federal judge to prohibit Montana from regulating political expression that does not expressly advocate for or against a candidate. An environmental group has sued federal officials over the potential transfer of the National Bison Range to American Indian tribes in Montana. The lawsuit was filed Monday by attorneys for public employees for environmental responsibility in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. It says federal officials failed to conduct an environmental review before deciding to support the transfer of the Bison Range near Moise to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Former Bison Range employees also were named as plaintiffs in the case against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Wildlife Service spokeswoman Anna Munoz says the agency supports legislation to transfer the range to the tribes. She says under that proposal, the range would continue to be managed to maintain its herd of 300 to 400 bison. Hecla Mining Company has reached a nearly $30 million deal to acquire Mines Management Incorporated, the owner of the Montanore Mine in northwestern Montana. In the proposed merger, announced today, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho-based Hecla would swap stock with Spokane-based Mines Management. Hecla officials say they will continue efforts to get the Montanore Silver and Copper Mine near Libby into production. The Forest Service has given its conditional approval, but other state and federal permits are needed. Last month, environmental groups filed a lawsuit arguing the Forest Service ignored studies that found the mine could drain groundwater supplies in the area. Mines Management estimates the Montanore deposit contains 230 million ounces of silver and 2 billion pounds of copper. The mother of a 2-year-old boy who was beaten and died on February 2015 is now charged in connection with his death. The Daily Interlake reports 22-year-old Takara Juntunen was charged yesterday with a felony negligent homicide in the death of Forrest Groeschel. She is also charged with the criminal possession of dangerous drugs. She did not enter a plea. Prosecutors allege Juntunen negligently caused her son's death by placing him in the care of 22-year-old Brandon Newberry, who she knew or should have known was using methamphetamine and was injuring the child. Newberry is serving a 40-year sentence for mitigated deliberate homicide. Federal authorities say they will not try to force four men accused of walking onto a sensitive hot spring at Yellowstone National Park to return from their homes in Canada for prosecution. The U.S. Attorney General's office says the men are charged with misdemeanors that don't meet the legal standard to force their return to face prosecution. The men were traveling in a recreational vehicle with British Columbia license plates and are believed to be back in Canada. Powell says he hopes the four will voluntarily return so the matter can be resolved in court. If they don't, the four can either be arrested if they attempt to cross the U.S. border or denied entry. The men are accused of leaving an established boardwalk and stepping onto a geothermal feature on May 14th. A federal judge is considering a request by Montana attorneys to stay part of his ruling last week that invalidated campaign contribution limits approved by voters in 1994. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell peppered State Department of Justice lawyers with questions during a hearing today, but he did not make an immediate ruling. Last week, Lovell ruled for the second time in 4 years that Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional. As a result, state officials reinstated contribution rules in place prior to the initiative. That means higher contribution limits for individuals and political action committees, but also that political parties can contribute unlimited amounts of money to campaigns. State attorneys argued that lifting limits on parties could allow individuals and PACs to circumvent limits placed on them. Prosecutors and victims' advocates today agreed that Montana needs to change its legal definition of rape. They spoke at a task force meeting on sexual assault called by the Montana Attorney General's office at Carroll College. Assistant Attorney General Ole Olson says the problem is how consent is defined when people face a charge of sexual intercourse without consent.
If a woman says, "No, I don't want to have sex," and the man proceeds, unless he uses force, that's not rape. And I think that most people would consider that rape. If a woman says, no, I don't want to have sex, and then a man proceeds to have sex with her, despite her protest, I think most people would say, well, yeah, that's rape. But under our law, it's not.
An interim legislative committee is reviewing the state's current definition of sexual intercourse without consent for possible change in the 2017 legislative session. Robin Turner with the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence agrees that a new definition of rape is needed to keep up with the research into how victims respond to assault.
This interim committee has received a lot of information on both how trauma impacts people and how that has changed the way that a lot of law enforcement in other states and a lot of other states have looked at the definition of consent. So this bill language is something that the committee is considering, and a lot of the information that they've received over the last year has become part of that.
The Legislative Interim Committee reviewing the state's definition of rape will meet again in the last week of June. The meeting of the Attorney General's Task Force on Sexual Assault continues tomorrow. A coalition in southern Idaho hopes to turn Craters of the Moon National Monument into Idaho's first national park. Butte County, Idaho Commissioner Rose Bernal says that getting the monument national park status could provide a much-needed boost to the struggling local economy and draw tourists already headed to Yellowstone. But opponents fear a switch could lead to the land use limitations. Current National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis is the former superintendent for Craters of the Moon. Jarvis says people have been talking about trying to get national park status for decades. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.